Hey, it's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie,
and you're listening
Girl
to
Talk.
Wait, hold
what?
On. Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my god, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. It's kind of late. We haven't been here in a hot minute. We're sorry. My name is Ju, if you had forgotten already.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Sophie.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Especially to us. We've seen each other more than
I know
we normally do.
Yeah, in person, and then we refuse to record anything together.
Note that, guys, that we haven't recorded in person together, even though we've seen each other.
Yeah. We should, though. Next time. But we just wanted to enjoy life. Wow. Enjoy life together in person since we barely even see each other anyways. But it has been so nice to hang out with you guys in real life again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love Girls' Night, guys. It's so fun.
Yeah, wait, for context, the three of us went on a girls' night, drinking and doing legal stuff, so it was
legal because we're all in
time.
Our 20s.
Yes.
That's painful. Huh, but what else has happened? We just finished the semester.
Woo!
Did you? Contra, I assume you finished with flying colors, as you do usually.
I finished with colors, not flying colors, if you know what I mean. Please, you do? Yes, you do. Just say yes. Halfway there. Not in the sky, like in between ground and sky. Yes.
Oh, me too. Yeah, same.
Okay.
Yeah.
A win is still a win.
Yeah, colors. Beautiful colors. Yeah. I love colors. But I'm just so glad this semester's done.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I didn't even know grades were coming out, like, was that yesterday morning? I was just like, oh, people are posting. Okay.
Ang bilis!
Yeah.
I know. You know what's crazier? My profs just started grading, like, last week.
They're, like, speed computing or whatever.
They're speed reading, like, 20 pages of papers per person.
Bro, I don't know how profs, like, read through all of those papers.
It's their job.
True. But me, as a resident pea brain, I just cannot, like, comprehend those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well. Junior year.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Move on. Next.
Yo, don't want to start my thesis. Oh, I'm starting practicum soon.
Uh-huh.
No, Monday. Well, and I have to settle the contract pa. So many things.
You guys are going to be working girls.
Employed or something. I mean,
love
once
that.
You started already.
I did.
Yes. Yeah. Slay. That's a slay for
oh my god, we're getting old. Again.
Yeah.
Imagine. It was just yesterday that we were like talking about senior high school tips, and then now we have practicum.
You know, when I rewatch those videos on your channel, I'm like, ew, what were we thinking? Ew.
Yeah. But that's okay, gross. Something I want to bring up personally. Like, I guess another reason why this semester, or like at least the past few months, have been so crazy also, is because of elections.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hot topic. But let's talk about
spicy.
That.
Spicy.
Yeah, because we were all first-time voters, right? So
for national elections, yes, but I voted in the midterm for because the midterm, like, for all the senators and the legislators happened when I had just turned 18, so I was like, okay, let's go, and that was the first time I voted. But this is the first time, like, doing national elections.
Yeah.
And what can we say?
How was it for you guys? Like,
the
did
process?
You have to wait long? Or? Yeah, the process and everything.
Lucy, how is it for you in the village?
In the village, I actually came in the afternoon. I was scared I wasn't going to make it because I came from somewhere else. But I was there at like 3 and I voted at like 3:10.
Wow.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's so
great. I was like, yeah, because the precinct or the barangay I was in, there was like hardly anyone. Mm-mm. But like the other ones are like, ang haba, like my mom had to wait 3 hours because she accidentally put the wrong barangay when she like registered and all.
Oh my gosh.
So even though we live in the same place, she's in the wrong barangay. So she had to wait like 3 hours. But me and my brother, we voted like in 10 minutes and we were done. It was so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, right, Rock is 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he also
then
voted.
Process that he could vote also. Oh my gosh.
Sayang nga, your sister could have voted if it was
she
not,
was like,
you know,
a few, she's like a few weeks short of turning 18.
I know. Oh, wow. Sayang.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Give her like 6 years.
6 years.
Oh god.
Yeah. You see, and I live in the same village, but then for some reason my area of the village is a different city, quote unquote. I don't even know how to explain that. Like, it's geography. I don't know how to explain that. But I'm in a different city, and hence, my barangay is different. Hence, I had to go to another place, not in the village, to vote. And it was, like, organized naman. It's just... How long did it take me? Like, an hour? So, not as bad as, like, other people, right? Who we know of were there, like, literally all day. Yeah. I think it was okay talaga in my precinct.
There were like no problems with the machines or anything like that?
Like they kept getting jammed. Is that like a common experience? Like there would always be like jam and then they'd have to keep pressing it until it was like okay and then you put it in. But it wasn't like major. Like they would just like press it until it was working again and then insert the ballot and it was all good and my results came out the same as from what I inputted, so Yeah. No. So no major problems, but I know that a lot of people had problems. So
like I know someone who went home like the next day, like 7 a.m. the next day.
What?
Because the VCM, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It got broken and then it like had to be shipped from a different province to their precinct.
Crazy.
Like at least you know, because these people want to protect their votes, right? So they really, like, brave through everything just to make sure
I respect
sure their
that
vote
so
counted.
Much. Like, respect your vote. Respect. Protect. Protect your votes. Well, respect also, but protect your votes.
And how was yours, Sophie?
Oh, mine was, like, fast. Like, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh,
also.
Really? I took the longest? Well, at least it was all, like, very efficient. And
go, Marikina.
But my boyfriend took 4 hours.
What?
Crazy. Yeah. Oh well.
That's long.
But anyways, the post elections. How was that night for you guys and the following
horrible.
Morning?
Very bad. Yeah. Lots of crying. I mean, for the listeners, if you can tell by how we're talking about this, who we voted for. So yes. very loud and proud pink people. but yeah, it was hard. It makes me quiver to this day.
Like, I was literally just refreshing my feed, and then there was a time that I couldn't anymore. That's when, the gap really widened. And everyone was crying at home. Like, my parents were crying so hard, and, like, talks already of, like, we need to get out of here. I can't last another 6 years here. It's so sad. And then, I mean, at least for Ateneo, like, we had academic easing, so that sort of helped during that week.
Even for some profs thereafter, like
East
requirements, which I really, really appreciated. Like my prof for my qualitative research class, like we were supposed to have a full research paper and a presentation for the final, but then she said you can choose one to do.
Oh.
So I was like, I love you. You're amazing. I love empathy and women. Thank God. But, yeah, like, it makes me think that, like, we wouldn't have to go through this if, like, he didn't win. Just saying.
Or if the, honestly, like, if there weren't so many instances of,
Like, what are those, like, those weird, like, the ballot machines, like, breaking down or...
Yeah.
Or the vote buying. Like, if it wasn't... If those weren't, like, prevalent, I guess...
None of this would happen.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was gonna be, like, at least a closer race. Because, honestly, the results were just, like...
Exactly. Yeah, me too.
Like, where did this come from?
I don't know.
And then, but then you realize it's been such a long... process and it's been developing that we just didn't realize it until it happened and we're just like, oh shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of saw it coming, honestly. Like, because all our circles, like our social media, our echo chambers are all very pink, right?
Yes.
But beyond that, it's
exactly
bright
yeah.
red.
Yeah.
So
I mean
I had
yeah.
hope,
I'm
honestly
happy to know that I'm not in that area, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in, like, the good, pure pink, and I don't have to, like, excommunicate anyone. As far as I'm concerned, it was a hard time. I can't believe that happened, like, last month. Whoa.
I know.
Like, it was a lot. It's June now. Oh, it was, like, literally, like, a month and, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy, guys. That's crazy.
But I mean, for the future, like, we can only hope and pray, right?
Yeah.
For
that, this is only a 6-year kind of thing, and it's not going to traverse, you know, more decades
more
to
that.
Come. You know.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
My dad has actually started giving me that, like, planting the seed of, like, hey, if you find opportunities abroad, you can take them. And I was like, really? Because, like, as far as I'm concerned, like, growing up, my parents have been very adamant about me being very close to them, like, in vicinity. So, like, once this conversation came up, I was really like, that's new. But, you know, I'm not gonna, like, leave right away, like, oh my gosh, come on. But,
yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, it's so hard. Yeah.
I'm scared, but, you know, maybe... topic for another time, we'll see.
Yeah,
first 100 days review.
Oh.
No, but my mom was saying, like, honestly, for us, like, she thinks it won't change for us, but it will change for others.
Yeah.
She says that we're lucky enough, you know, but there are those who are not as fortunate.
Yeah,
and that's why we need to stay in it. We need to, like, help those.
Yeah, but also,
it's honestly
us,
not
like, taxes are, like, reportedly gonna be higher.
Oh god.
Did you hear that?
No.
I mean, not us, but for our parents. They're gonna be, like, they're gonna raise the taxes again. What? It affects everyone, basically. But more for others.
Yeah, because at least we can still try to, like, kaya pa rin natin, pero there's others, of course, who aren't as...
Yeah.
Will bear the effect.
Mm-mm.
A bit.
Definitely.
Okay, can we move on from this? I'm getting depressed again.
Dark turn. It's probably like the darkest turn we've ever taken in, like, this podcast. Okay, so.
Unsupervised.
We need alcohol for this. Damn. We should do an episode where we're just drinking. Anyways, whatever. Next time. Streaming it into the universe so that listeners can stay tuned. Maybe we'll drink. We'll take shots together or something. Okay, what else has happened? Oh, yeah, speaking of sibling, my sister was right. I mentioned it was like a few weeks short of turning 18. Like, she turned 18 3 weeks after the elections. Oh, sayang. But yeah, she did turn 18. There was a big thing at our house. It was fun.
It was so cute. It was like a very wholesome gathering.
Yes, Lucy was there. Contra couldn't come, but I invited. But
I had work, girl. Wait, talk about the theme. It's so cute.
Yes, she had a 70s themed party, and so she required everyone to dress up. And, okay, because typically our house is not a party place, because it's not big enough. So I've never had, like, a big... party here, but then she, like, turned the whole place into, like, party vibes. Like, color. She bought disco. Colorful lights and like there was so much decor, and she was very passionate about it. There were Shopee orders coming in for the last month of like I don't know what they were, and I'd ask her like, "What is this?" And she's like, "Oh, it's for the party." And I'm like, "Okay." And then the only time I saw it was like when I was helping her put it up. So it was very cute. Never seen my house like that, and very cute to see a lot of girls from our high school, because they're all cute and they're like, like they're still babies.
Yeah, they were
to
so
me.
Cute. They were just like screaming and they were just like, "Along, they haven't seen each other in forever." It was so cute.
Well, aww. They haven't. They really haven't. Yeah. So now she's 18. Oh God.
That's so weird. I feel like I just turned 18, and now she turned 18.
You turned
20.
Did you turn 18 in the pandemic?
Yeah, like the first month of the pandemic.
Whoa. Yeah, she was supposed to have a debut, remember? Or that like small party in the restaurant. Yeah. And then that didn't happen.
Like a month before.
Before, yeah. I was looking forward to your dinner. Because knowing Sophie, it was going to be a... It was going to be a Sophie
nice
dinner.
She was going to style me.
I mean, we had a nice dinner for your 20th, so...
Yeah. It's not the same. Like 18
yeah,
is like
I'm just crediting. I'm just crediting your 20th. Thank you. It was nice. I like the food and the bread. Specifically.
The bread. Yeah, the bread. Very
the ambiance was
smart.
Popping. Okay. I love dinners.
But like with like Julia's sister, knowing her sister had a vision and she needed to deliver.
She had to
and she did.
She dared.
And I was asking Ju, are you going to help with anything? She's like, of course not. It's my sister.
No, but I did help with the decor, though. Like, it was a family
But she was very
effort.
Specific.
Yes, she was very specific. Like, if I did something... Because, okay, knowing me, I'm not the most visual person, and I'm not crafty. So, when I'd help her do stuff, and I'd do something wrong, she'd really look at me like...
Yeah, I can see it.
You can imagine. Yeah, so... She took control. I was merely a little helper, as we all were in the family. So that was cute, at least.
Aww. I'm happy. Her party was a vibe. Yeah, that's what she was going for, honestly.
All vibes and alcohol.
Yeah, there was nothing else, honestly, because it like just brought, you know, the party was just like around that and it just delivered.
Yeah, just vibes. It was so fun. It was so cute.
It was so cute. It was just so cute to see them, like, just sitting beside each other in that couch. And then
yeah,
they were dancing.
The little circle that they
It was so cute. They started dancing. Oh, so wholesome.
Yeah. Super cute.
Yeah, we can't do that, just the three of us. It would look weird. We need more people.
So, okay. If anyone wants to come to our next girl hangout, hit us up.
Find us in...
Here in the deets.
We will be drinking at...
See you there.
Yeah. We learned from the last time we went out. We've learned. Yeah, guys. We need to be prepared next time.
Yeah, we really weren't that prepared last time.
Sorry, that was fun. That was a fun.
It was fun. It was like a failed turned success kind of night.
Our itinerary totally like... turned
just
around.
Like backfired, and we're just like, okay, here we go.
It's time to take a walk, guys. Let's take a walk. Find a place that will take us.
We're all like newbies to it because we've never really done it or like been like planning it. We just show up, and now we're just like, oh.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is how it goes. Yeah. Anyways, Lucy, how about you? How have your monkeys been?
My monkeys are doing well. Okay, we will just talk about my brother who has grown a mustache. The infamous mustache.
Please wait. Please like visually explain and paint the picture for our listeners.
I don't like. Have you ever imagined like an Italian waiter? You know, with those like mustache, and it's because I'm referring to like Julia's show where there was like a waiter and he just reminded me of like something from Italy.
Yeah,
it's like the mustaches that are like super long and they curve. It's not like
a Hitler one.
Yeah, or like, you know, Top Gun kind of thing.
Top Gun.
And it's long and it's like it like swoosh, it like curls upwards.
It's like the Lorax.
Yeah. Ooh. Basically
it's like thick.
So it is a very great topic for conversation.
Oh my gosh, Conch, because when Lucy came to the party, she had the grad pics of her brother.
Yeah, I showed a picture.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Wait, please, more context. How old is he again?
He's 18. And he I will say, though, his, like, okay, so the grad picture was kind of like, because he wasn't smiling and anything like that, and he had his mustache, but he had, like, a creative shot. And that was, like, it looked bagay, because he looked like General Luna or something like that, because he had, like, a hat on and a suit. But, I'm like, the grad pic, I was just like, Mom, can I edit this? I was like, really, can I, like, edit this? I'll take out the mustache, and I'll put a smile on his face, and that's the one we print.
But, like, why is that his choice? I mean, why does he want that as an 18-year-old man?
Not gonna lie.
I know, right? For an 18-year-old. And then also this, like, I was cleaning my brother's closets, you know, just getting rid of stuff and seeing what he could bring when he goes to...
Yes, because that's something she does for her siblings. She cleans exactly. the closets.
What he could bring when he goes to uni. And I was like, what the hell? You have no clothes. Like, there was, like, no basic clothes, no capsule, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
No plain shirts, no jeans. It was all, like... trousers, button downs, polos, belts, and I was like, you can't wear this every day, man. You're going to, like, get tired and you're not gonna feel comfortable. You're gonna be so stressed from studying that you just want to wear, like,
yeah,
simple clothes, you know, very comfortable. And he was like, no, every day I'm gonna wear a tuck-in.
Okay,
I was like, okay, kabala. I gave you a suggestion, man.
You know, our siblings need to learn the hard way. Like, they're not gonna listen to us.
I realize, though, like, all of our siblings are very... They have, like, a personality, all our younger siblings.
They do. Yeah.
Compared to us.
What's that supposed to mean?
I was about to say. What does that mean, Lucy?
I don't know.
Basic.
Hey, yeah, basic. Hey, we do have personalities. Filipino ates. Excuse you. Mm-hmm. It's just that they have strong...
We're more subtle. They're, like...
They're, like, out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think... That's true. I didn't realize that a lot of our siblings probably have more, like, stronger personalities than us. At least I can speak on my behalf. My sister has a way stronger personality than me. But it's funny. Fun dynamic. What about your sister, Conch? What's up with her?
Well, she's starting her college entrance test reviews because she's gonna become a senior. And... I don't know, like, we all met during that same time, so I was just thinking, wow, it's really been that long since we all met, or, like, became close, at least, right?
Mm.
So, it's crazy, yeah. She's okay, other than the set reviews, like, she finished her grade 11.
Yeah!
Finally. She kept on, like, delaying. Because, like, homeschool's hard. Like, you're really only teaching yourself, so... Yeah, props to her.
That's big.
Oh, your mom doesn't help?
Pandemic.
Not really. It's all her.
Tita's like, no.
She just grades. Like, the parents are the ones that grade everything.
Oh.
Yeah. They have, like, what's that? Like, the answer sheet or whatever. And
so, like, what?
Yeah.
It's, like, daily she has to fill up something, or, like, she has, like, something that she needs to finish, like, a requirement, and that needs to be checked, or what is it?
Yeah, good question. So, like, I don't know how many subjects she has. Let's say 10, right? She just has to finish 100% of each of those subjects by a certain date. So, pacing is up to her. Strategy is up to her. Like, if she wants to just do, like, 5 subjects first. Yeah. Also, it's cool because, like, she doesn't learn Filipino history. I mean, not cool. It's not cool. Sorry. It's not. Because she learns American history because the home school is based... in the States.
Oh, okay.
So, at least for me, like, I try to teach her about what's happening here so that she still has that grasp of Filipino culture with her.
Of course. Ay,
panlipunan.
Wow. Yes. That's all. That's really it. Everything else.
I think one thing we need to bring up before we end this entire conversation is the matter of driving licenses.
Why?
No.
Lucy, are you making progress?
Someone special here just get their license.
Oh yes.
I'm raising my hand.
Got a driver's license not last week. And
I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. Driver's license is such a hot topic for me. But I will attempt to get. I mean, I have to go through the whole process again.
I started with the online thing, but theoretical. It was like 52 topics, and I'm like 7 topics in. And I did that in a day, so
Oh, mm-hmm. She's so productive.
But the thing I realized is I think I have a delinquent student permit.
What?
What does that mean? Like, it's expired?
Because I haven't... yeah, it's expired and I haven't renewed it in, like, 3 or 2 years, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, me so it's too. Called... Don't worry, you're not alone.
Okay, that's great. It's called a delinquent student permit. Not even expired, it's delinquent. I was like, what the hell?
What the word?
Like, oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah, I don't even know, like... So, you know, I have just to renew it na lang instead of getting a new one. But that means I have to, like, pay, like, a penalty fee and take an additional exam or something like that. That's what I learned.
Oh, my God.
So.
Anyways, Conch, congrats on getting your license.
Please, guys, keep up with me, please.
I asked for referrals where to get the license and all, so yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Oh my.
Lightning.
Okay. Oh, wow. I think it's time to end our episode.
I know.
Okay, it really just God said okay, shut up right now. Stop talking about driver's licenses. But yes, thank you for listening to us, even though this is a late release. We're sorry again. Life has been really crazy. But if you want to see more of this, follow us on Instagram at Girl Talk Unsupervised. You can also find me on Instagram at JuMarch_.
You can find me on Instagram at Lucia Lizares.
And me on Instagram as well at Sophie_Concho. So before the next thunder, goodbye and stay safe. And see you next time.
Yay! Bye,
bye guys!